right, it's time for Children's Moments with Debbie.
Oh, you got the double one. Oh, I have a double too. You have a double? Cool. That's good.
So, this week,
it was a real stretch, wasn't it?
It was a long week,
but it was good. It was really good.
Now, there were a couple things this week that just were a real challenge.
Why?
I had to fix a contract that wasn't right. Had to take it back to the person that wrote it.
Then, I had to
make sure I got lunch in on Friday.
That was my biggest one.
But you know, there are things that happened during the week. And there's a song out there that I listen to that says, just breathe.
So let's breathe. Okay, take a deep breath.
Out.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Want it again? Let's go. One.
Now, what did we have time to do as we were breathing? Stretch.
What else did we have time to do?
We had time to breathe,
but we had time to... When you're breathing?
No, can't breathe, can't talk while you're breathing. Not a deep breath. In your mind, you have time to say,
thank you, God. Okay?
We're going to breathe again. And mentally, you're going to say, thank you, God.
Okay? Let's take in a breath.
Breathe. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? It fills your lungs
and it fills your heart. Right?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Now, in the scripture today,
and I must have read this several times because not only is it yellowed, but it has brackets around it, and there is a word on the side of it. And he says, got to read it, finally, be strong in the Lord, and he is a mighty power. Put on your full armor of God so that you can take stand against the devil's schemes. So, that is a verbal full armor. Let's breathe again. Ready? Because what are we going to say when we breathe?
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Ready? Ready? And that has time for him to get in there and get what's wrong. And it has time for God to... Who's that person that's bothering you? The devil, yes. He just gets in there and...
Take your hand like this.
Up. Because he's big. Up.
And you're going to say, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me.
Behind me.
And who's going behind you?
The devil. My boss, she walks by my desk and she says, how are you doing, Debbie? And she knows I'm not talking about her. And she says, you're right. And then it's smooth sailing the rest of the day, because where is he?
Behind me.
And who's in front of me?
God.
God. Jesus is in front of me. Now, why do you have this string? Okay.
Let me...
What do you got?
String.
Yours is a nice long one for making things. You're doing well. Does it matter how long our string is?
No.
No. Does it matter if there is a knot in it and I have a bubble?
No.
No. It does it matter that I have the shortest one? No. Because whatever is going to be happening, God is going to take care of it, isn't he? He's with us all the time. And what are we going to say to the devil when he whispers in our ear?
Get behind me.
You have to do the hand, you know. You got to get it behind you, because then he'll get used to that, because you don't have to say anything to him. You just tell him to get on back, because your Jesus is in the front and next to you, right? Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving us the power to tell him to get lost and get behind us. Because we know that you are strong. We know that you love us and we love you. And in your name we pray. Amen. Okay.